The first Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote, in addition to writing the Tanya, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it halacha on every other page. And most of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was written like a Chayyadam or like a Chochm Sodom. He gives you a little more background than the Shulchan Aruch gives, explains a little bit, and he makes a Hachrov. Whenever there's a Machloikis, the Shach and the Taz, the Yerideya, or the Taz and the Magan Avraham, and Arachaim, he'll give you a Hachrov. So it's along that start, except for one section, the section on Hilchas Talmud Torah. He wrote the whole thing over Mechodosh, because the Shulchan Aruch based Hilchas Talmud Torah on the Rambam. And the Rambam, you look at the Rambam, so he didn't do such a good job. So the Baal Tanya rewrote the whole Hilchas Talmud Torah Mechodosh. So part of what he writes is, he bases everything on Gemaras. He doesn't have Rishonim or Poskim to work out the Dina. So he goes back to the sources in the Gemara. So he shows in the Gemara that there is an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam. Then he asks a question, how is that humanly possible? The Gemara in Erevin has a comment on the Pasuk, Arucham, the Eretz Midah, Rechavim, in Eyam. The Tanakh speaks about something that's so vast that it's impossible for the human mind to grasp everything. The Gemara says that's a reference to the Torah. Torah is Arucham, the Eretz Midah, Rechavim, in Eyam. So the Baal HaTanya explains that only goes on the Omek, Havanas HaTorah, the depth. You can never fathom the depth. You can always go deeper, deeper, deeper. But just what is the text of the Torah? That's not Arucham Eretz Midah. There's a limit. What's called Kol HaTorah Kulam. We all have an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam. So what is the definition of Kol HaTorah Kulam? So he says the 24 Svarim in Tanakh. Then he says Sifrei Sifrei Mechilta, the commentary that the Tanoim have, the Mishnayis, the Toseftis, the Bavli Yerushalmi, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. He says everything else, that's Rashba, the Ritva, everything else, that's Oimek Havanas HaTorah. But this is the text of Kol HaTorah Kulam. Basically, you can put all of these Svarim in one bookcase. The whole 24 Svarim of Tanakh. But the whole Bavli Yerushalmi, Sifro Sifrei Mechilta, Mishnayis, Tosefta, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, it can fit into one bookcase. People who go to law school have to read more books than that. So that's, he says, that's an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam. You're not expected to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam in 1 year. You have a whole lifetime. We should all live that Me'avias and Shana. So you have to learn every day. You learn a little bit. The Gemara has an expression called Pruta Pruta Mitztarefes Lechesh Megola. You give a penny to Tzedakah today, a penny tomorrow. You learn one Amud Gemara today, one Amud Gemara tomorrow. Everything adds up, so you'll be able to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam. When we learned in Rav Soloveitchik's Shir, Rav Soloveitchik would not go through all of the Rishonim. He was only interested in learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam on all the Gemaras. And he explained why, because we have Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam on all the Masechtos. We don't have the Rashba on all the Masechtos. We don't have the Adramah on all the Masechtos. So he says, whenever you learn Tosfos and the Rishonim, they all pose akasha. And this Gemara says one way, and the other Gemara says faket. There's always a Gemara faket. In fact, they tell a story that Rav Soloveitchik was the candidate for the Rabbonus in Tel Aviv in 1935. So he was invited to give shiurim at different places in Eretz Yisrael. So one place he started to give a shiur, he just said, the Gemara says, before he said what, it was a kollel, somebody streamed out. Said, do a Gemara faket. There's a Gemara that contradicts it. He didn't even say what? What Masechta? What Gemara? There's always a Gemara that contradicts. There's always a contradiction. And that's what learning is all about, to try to figure out. Is it a Machloikis? That Sugya disagrees with did Sugya? Or are they talking about two different cases, and one is the rule, one is the exception to the rule. You have to figure out which one is the rule, which one is the exception to the rule. So a lot of times in learning, you have to compare one Sugya with the other. So he said, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam we have on all of Shas. The Ramban you don't have on all of Shas. That's why he wasn't really interested. He wasn't interested in reading all the Me'iris with all the Nushitas and all the Tosfei Arosh and everything. He just wanted to Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Every so often in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Rashba, they quote a Ramban, they quote a Rosh. Okay. So if there's a famous Rashba that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so you got to discuss that Rashba. But he wasn't interested in reading all the Rashbas, so he won't get anywhere. people today somehow made up their own funny idea that all the yisoides of the Masechta can be gained if you just cover the first five blot. You will not gain all the yisoides if you cover the first. There are the yisoides on Daf Chof and on Daf Lamed and Daf Samach and on Daf Kuf Yud. You have to know the whole Masechta. You have to know everything. You will not master everything by just learning the first five blot or even the first 15 blot. You have to know the whole Masechta. They write in the books that when Rav Kook was a bocher learning in Balazhin, he used to cover 60 blot a day, 6-0. That was unusual, but the others didn't do. The others didn't do 10 lines. The others did a few blot every day. He was unusual. He was very talented. He did 60 blot. Others did also a few blot every day. Today, somehow, in the yeshivas, there's an attitude that when you learn the Gemara, you learn the Shema. What does it mean, Lishma? You're not interested what the halacha is. That's not Lishma. That's not what it means, Lishma. The Gemara considers to learn Lasuki Shmaitza Libid Hilchasa, the highest level of learning. That's considered the highest level of learning. They tell the story that my Rabbi Yashi was a young married man learning in a kailo. So he was, all the people in the kailo were learning different masichtas. So he, whenever he would finish his sugya, he would go through the tour and the Beis Yosef and look in the Shulchan Aruch and learn all of the Noisei Kalim, and all the others were laughing at him, and he was the only one who would do that. And then the end of the story was he had the last laugh, that 50 years later when Shilas came up, he had gone through the whole topic when he learned the Masechta the first time. So he already knew what the Maskana was, Halacha L'maaseh. It shouldn't be frowned upon when a person, it should be recommended, it should be encouraged when you learn all the sugya. So you should try to figure out what's the maskana halacha l'maisa. How do we pasken? That was an attitude. That was an attitude in the Litvashi yeshivas. They wanted to. They considered that learning the Shema, you shouldn't go into the rabbinate. And when you would try to look up, you ask, "What's the maskana? What's the din?" Oh, you're going into the rabbinate. What's have to going into the rabbonis? You have to know how to pasken. You learn the Gemara, you should know what the Maskon is. How do we Paskon? Do we Paskon like Rav Meir, like Rav Yudah? Do we Paskon like Rashi and Tosfos? Do you Paskon like Abaye or Rava? How do you Paskon? That's important. Tosfos usually will discuss contradictions between different Gemaras. So it's always Kedai, Rav Soloveitchik always encouraged us, always Kedai to look up the other Gemara to see does it really exist. There's the famous story about Rav Chaim Valojana, they say, that he walked over to one of the boys in the Beis Medrash in Valojin who was learning. So Tosfos quotes another Gemara, and they have a kasha. So he asked the Talmud, did he look up the other Gemara? So he said, no, he took Tosfos' word for it. So he said, if you would be in business, you would take the other person's word for it. You don't take anybody's word for anything. So he interpreted the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein chinas dina shalodim el al iske al al dibre Torah. When you go to the Olam HaEmes, Lachamei V'Yesh Mishana, so the first question they ask you is whether you learned well or not. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, but the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Vav Madlikin, says what are the first six questions that they ask. So the first question they ask is whether Nasasam and Nasata Be'emuna, whether you dealt honestly in business. So how can the Gemara Sanhedrin say that Ein Tchil Zin Shalot Amel Al Dibrei Torah? So several Gedolim interpret that if you look in that Gemara, Chassidish Tzadikim and Mesnagad Shigdolim, they have the same comment. If you look in that Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, so the Gemara has two members from the same Amora, one after the other. So the first member says that Rabbi Yudah Anasi, who arranged the Mishnayis into Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, based it on the Pasuk, you have Zroim, Moyed, Nashim, Nizikim, Kachim, Tara. So it's based on the Pasuk that says, V'hoya, Amunas Yitecha, Chosin, Shuas, Chachmas, Vadas. So Amunas is a reference to Zroim, Itech is a reference to Moed, and so on. Chosen is a reference to Noshim, and Yeshua is Tzadikin, and so on. So they pointed out the same Amora in the Gemara has the second statement, which are the first six questions that they ask you. So he said the first question was Nasos Menasata Be'emuna, means did you learn Zroim? Kavaita Itim La Torah, Itim goes Itecha, did you learn Moed? Asakta the Piri Verivia, did you learn Nashim? Tzipisa the Yeshua, Yeshua says it in the Zikin, did you learn the Zikin? Tilpalta b'chachma, chachma swadas, and so on. So that's That's an interpretation. It's a very interesting interpretation that all the six questions are on Divrei Torah. The six questions correspond to the six Siddurim and Mishnayos. Did you learn Moed? Did you learn Nizikim? And so on. But Rav Chaim Elojin has said, Derech Halotze, that the first question they ask you is, Nasasim and Ansata Be'emuna. When you dealt in business, you took the other guy's word for it. You don't take anybody's word for anything. How do you take Tosfos' word for it? Maybe there is no such Gemara. Look up the Gemara. See, maybe there's a different Gemara. Maybe Rashi has a different Gemara. So the whole Kasha disappears into thin air. Maybe it's the same Gemara, but it's a different interpretation. Maybe it's a Havamina. How do you know that's the Maskana? Maybe there's no Kasha in the first place. Rav Soloveitchik used to scream when he used to ask the students to read all the time, to read the Gemara, to read the Tosfos. So when a student would read the Tosfos, he would always ask him, did you look up the Gemara? And the fellow would say, didn't look it up. He said, you go to college and you don't know that the first thing you learn in college, you don't take anybody's word for anything. You always check up the original sources. You always have to look in the other Gemara. And often there'll be a Tosfos on the other Mesichta, on the other Daf. If you look in Tosfos, they quote a Gemara that says in parentheses what Mesichta it is and what Daf it is. So once in a while, pretty often, once in a while it says Visham. It says Erev and Daf Tzad Gimel, Visham. What does it mean, Visham? Visham means that on that Daf, there's an important Tosfos that discusses the same topic that's discussed over here. Sometimes the Tosfos there would shed light on the Tosfos by us. A lot of times the printers had to squeeze in the Tosfos into the Daf. There wasn't enough room. So they left out every so often. They left out lines. So it's a wonderful thing that we have on Bava Kamma. You have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and other Mesichtas. You have the original set of the Balei Tosfos. And then you have the Mordechai and the Rosh. They quote the Tosfos more by Riches. It's important. But a lot of times, even if you don't have the Mordechai and the Rosh, even if you don't have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, look in the other Tosfos and the other Mesichta. It'll have longer than you have over here. People, we live in a generation, people like to analyze a lot. They like to clarify hakiras. It doesn't really make sense to philosophize on Gemaras before you know what the facts are. You want to analyze what's the nature of the din. First find out what the din is. You learn one line in the Gemara, you start analyzing. Learn the Homesichta, after you know all the data. Then you can try to arrange the data into a system to figure out what's the rule, what's the klal and what's the yetzman klal, when does it apply, when doesn't it apply. People a lot of times say svaris. So there was one of the great gedolim in Europe. They quote the Rav Kook, had a shaychus with this gadol, and he picked up a little bit from him. Not that much, he picked up a little bit. So one of the things that Rav Ruvel Adenaburger used to say was, if you want to say a svara, a chilek, it has to be a chilek either mefurish in the Gemara or kemat mefurish in the Gemara. You don't say your own chilukim. They say that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was very taken by Rav Bitzel Ponovizhzhev. Bitzel Ponovizhzhev was a tremendous Baal Mechadish. He was a very original thinker. So they have in the storybooks that on one occasion Rav Chaim was away from home for a few days, and when he came back, they told him that Rav Bitzel Ponovizhzhev had visited at his home and he slept over. So he asked his son, Rav Elvila was still single, so he asked his son, Rav Elvila, did you have a chance, with all excitement, he said, did you have a chance to talk and learning with Rav Bitzel Ponovizhzhev? So he said, yeah, he wasn't so excited. Rav Chaim held Olam HaMloya about Rav Bitzel. So he said, no, were you taken by his genius? He said, he says a lot of svaris, very sharp, he was a genius, said svaris, but none of the svaris flowed from the Gemara. You have a steer between one Gemara and the other. He was a genius to figure out a teretz. But it didn't say this chilek in the Gemara. You have to have, you want to say a chilek, you want to say a svara. It has to be a svara that's either mefurish in the Gemara or kamat mefurish in the Gemara. If you look in the Sefer of Rav Elvila Soloveitchik on the Rambam, you look in the Sefer of Rav Chaim on the Rambam, they're different. Rav Elvila always shows the way it says in the words in the Gemara. Rav Chaim says, sheer genius, and he doesn't always show how it says it in the Gemara. Rav Elvila always shows how it's meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara. You have to try to get everything from the Gemara. One of the big Talmid Chachamim in our generation is Rav Moshe Weiss. He's very popular. So this is one of his famous lines that he says, you want to say a chilek to Faram Fekah, it has to be a chilek that's machalek. A lot of times a chilek, yeah. This is crazy. You have two sidurim. One is a black cover, one is a brown cover. Well, you open up, it's the same. They're both Nusach Ashkenaz, the same thing. It's a chilek, but it's not mechalek. A lot of times they say, they're two different topics, but it's exactly the same thing. That's the whole ikar of learning, to know which dinim are are related and which dinim are not related. That's what it means, a derech in learning. You have to learn 1,001 dinim or 1,001,000 dinim and try to figure out a mahalach, which dinim are related. The Balamor has one of his. Balamor has what he calls a Sefer Hatzava. It was originally written at the end of Chulin after he writes this whole commentary on the Rif. So he sums up some of his, the idea, the style of Hasogas that he's writing about. We don't have it printed where it belongs, the end of Chulin, but we have it printed in the Tmim Dein. And then you have, just like you had Melchamas on the Balamor, so there's Melchamas on the Sefer Hatzava as well. So the Sefer Hatzava is written with a shtick, just like the Yud Gimel Minish are turned in Reshes Behem to read in between the lines in Torah Shebichsav, so too the Yud Gimel Minish are turned in Reshes Behem in reading Gemaras. So he lists off some of his meters, but some of the ideas that he raises that he's Masik, he wrote Hasogas on the Rif. So one of the ideas that he has is very important, that a lot of times you'll have the exact same phrase appears in the Gemara in two different Masechtos, and it has a totally different meaning, doesn't mean the same. And a lot of times you have totally different Lushanis in the Gemara, but it means exactly the same. You have to figure out what's the nature of the din, but you have to know a lot of halachas in order to know. You can't just start analyzing them when you're on that base. You have to know more in the Masechta. And if you want to say a chilek, it has to be a chilek that's mechalek. They quote in the Svarim that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik instructed his sons that they shouldn't dare say a svar in learning before they finish all of Shas with Rashi. They have to know what is Talmudic logic. What is the style of logic that the Gemara considers valid? Every discipline has a self-contained system of logic. You can't take the logic from mathematics or the logic from chemistry or physics and apply it to Gemara. Gemara has a different style of logic. In order to pick up, you can't force your logic on the Gemara. You have to get from the Gemara. What is Talmudic style of logic? What is that self-contained style of logic? You have to cover a lot of Gemara in order to know what that style of logic is. We live in a generation where in all the yeshivas, they're encouraging boys in high school already, they should say original Torah. It's a disaster. There was just a meeting today in the yeshiva where a group of rabbonim were discussing the big tzara of our generation. There's a group who call themselves the International Bezin for Agunas. So you have people who learned in yeshivas, very nice. Some of them came specially from Eretz Yisrael to help out in America. I don't think we need the help. We have big Talmid Chacham in America who can take care of all the agunas. If you have a legitimate heter, we can figure out the legitimate heter without their assistance. These people were trained improperly in yeshivas to say svaras. To say svaras. The svara doesn't have to be oizgehalten, just say svaras. Fine, that's when you're learning in the yeshiva, but then you want to paskin halacha lemaisa, that a woman is allowed to remarry without a get just because of your boich svara. That's scandalous. The women are in violation of Leisinov. It says in Aseres Adibris, believe it or not, the din of Leisinov still applies bisman hazeh. The Aseres Adibris still apply bisman hazeh. There's still an issa Leisinov. And you can't be matrim and aguna based on a svara. It has to be svaras from the Gemara. It has to be svaras from poskim who base their things on the Gemara. You can't just say a svara. A guy learns in yeshiva, he says a svara. He has to say a chabura and a koilal, so he kvetches a new svara, he faremfes a shver ram. You don't pass kinshayla, it's based on your original svaras. This is one of the major negative toitsoa from this disastrous style of learning that we have in our generation. Everybody says svaras. They don't feel that it has to be oizgehalten. They don't learn through all the Gemara. You have to learn the whole mesichta before you start saying any svaras halacha lemais. This summer you should all try to learn up the storm. Those who are not going to college, you have more time to learn. You should try to cover Masichta after Masichta. I remember when I was a teenager, there was an old balabas in my father's shul. Remember, he wanted to meet Rav Soloveitchik because he was sworn in Europe. When you would be sworn into the army, you had to be sworn in by a clergyman of your faith. So he was sworn into the Polish army, I guess, by the Beis HaLevi. So he wanted to meet Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was named after the Beis HaLevi. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said he already met 100 people. He's not interested in meeting this fellow who was sworn into the army. So this balabas, this elderly gentleman, his granddaughter used to be the secretary in MTA, I remember. And this balabas lived in Navardik when the Orach HaShulchan was appointed rabbi. So he was telling us stories about what happened when the Orach HaShulchan first came. So I remember he made a comment to me, and over the years I saw his comment is really correct. He said, if you know a lot of mesichtas, You don't need most of the Taisusin. Most of the Taisusin and Shas just quote another Gemara, and they fill in the missing information that this didn't the Gemara only applies under these circumstances. It doesn't always apply, because you have to have another consideration. You can't paskin all the Shas based on one Gemara. There may be additional considerations that are mentioned in other Masechtos. Once in a while you have a Taisus that doesn't just quote another Gemara. They give a different shot than this Gemara, but most of the Taisus in Taka just fill in the missing information from the other Gemara. So if you're familiar with enough Gemaras in the same Masechta or the other Masechtas, then you don't. Then you'll be able to say the Taisus by yourself. You already know what the conditions are. It's only under those conditions and these conditions. So you should try to learn Masechta after Masechta. You should try to learn Kola Torah Kula. It's not an impossibility, and you shouldn't forget that the Chof Talit Sifri HaTanach is also Talmud Torah. You have to be Mabes Sedra every week, Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. You have to learn Tanach. The whole Hashkafas HaTorah comes from Tanach, according to the way the Torah Shebal Peh has a tradition how to understand Tanach. We live in a generation where people are making up new interpretations in Tanach. We don't need the new interpretations. We have traditional interpretations that we have Ish Mipish, we have the Torah Shabbat Peh, gives us traditional understandings of what it says in Tanakh. So you should try to cover every week Ma'aseh Sedra properly, try to cover Kol HaTorah Kulo, and Chazret a few times, and it'll be good for all of us.